USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden's infrastructure package may be facing some opposition from his own party. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said Monday that he'd like to see the way the proposal is being funded changed, wanting a smaller increase in the corporate tax rate than is in the president's plan. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt believes that the package is too big, no matter how it's funded. He tells Fox News that only about 30% of the $2.25 trillion plan is actually about infrastructure.
Roads, the bridges, the airports, the ports, all the money they propose spending on that is exceeded by the amount of money that they are willing to spend to set up electric charging stations all over America. The real focus here needs to be on the part of our infrastructure above ground and below ground that makes us compete and safe, and we can do that. And we could easily do that, in my view, in a bipartisan way in a bill that's paid for by the infrastructure investments themselves.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Calls for Vice President Kamala Harris to visit the southern border have been increasing as border officials say that illegal crossings have reached their highest levels in at least 15 years. New data shows that U.S. Customs and Border Protection took more than 170,000 migrants into custody last month. Jackson County, Texas Sheriff A.J. Lauterbach says that the vice president should visit the border. He tells Fox News that it could lead to a new conversation about the Biden administration's immigration policies.
The policies need to stop. We need to go back to the table. We've got to go back and have a conversation about this. When you have an urgency of your policies that outstrip your capabilities and endanger your citizens here in the United States, then that's leadership has to come up. You've got to admit sometimes that, in our urgency and our haste to put something together to be a welcoming nation, that's all fine and good. But you need to have local and state and federal conversations about how you're going to do that without endangering Texans and Americans here.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As more areas lift their COVID travel restrictions, there's a new issue for those looking to take a getaway. Tim Berg reports.
Thinking you'll rent a car for your next trip? Well, think again. Shortages are slamming the United States right now, and industry insiders say the problem is only growing worse, much worse. The high demand translated into rates between $200 and $300 for a compact car, with many airport rental agencies completely out of inventory.
This is a perfect storm on multiple fronts because the car rental companies sold off their inventories when a year ago no one was leaving their homes. And now that demand is coming back, they simply just can't get cars quick enough.
Brian Kelly, founder of PointsGuy.com, speaking there on ABC News. Kelly also telling ABC News, if you are able to find a car, you will pay.
We're seeing in general a 30% increase in car rental rates. And in some markets like Hawaii and Florida, we're seeing up to 300% increases. So you're looking at $250 and up in some markets. So the cost of your car can be way more than your flight these days.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Major League Baseball has reportedly found a new home for the All-Star Game. USA Today reporting that the Colorado Rockies will host the Midsummer Classic in Denver on July 13th after the league pulled the game out of Atlanta as an act of protest over the state's recently enacted elections law. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.